Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
Had a lot of people send me this story about the guy with the Elvis plate in Nevada. It's driving him crazy. And I did a story a long time ago about a guy who had a license plate that said Null, N-U-L-L. And for some odd reason, there were computer programs out there that had the concept of Null, meaning that this guy got all kinds of parking tickets when something was left blank. And I'm not going to get into that one because I did a video about it already. But a man in Nevada has Elvis as his personalized plate. And as a result of all the novelty Elvis plates out there, this guy gets these bills and tickets sent to him that are not him. So from the Associated Press, Elvis nearly cost a Nevada retiree a king's ransom. Almost everyone's got the horror story about the frustrations of government bureaucracy. But James Mensinger is 82 years old, and he's been living through a nightmare which took a U.S. senator to help him fix. It all began in 1978 when Mensinger bought Nevada state-issued vanity license plates inscribed with Elvis for his Lincoln Town Car. Elvis, E-L-V-I-S. Obviously, for Elvis Costello, the British singer. No, I'm joking. Elvis Presley. He kept the plates through the years, even though he was buying new town cars every so often. He says they've always been Lincolns. This man knows what he likes, and he sticks with it. There's something to be said for that, my friends. The problem, though, is other people have purchased novelty Elvis license plates at trinket memorabilia shops, a proliferation of which soon began to give Mensinger a real headache. And if you drive down south, you will see license plates on cars, especially the fronts in states that don't require a front plate. Elvis, you know. So toll charges and tickets from other states began to show up in his inbox, his mailbox, even though Mensinger hasn't left Nevada in decades. Like I said, he knows what he likes, and he likes Nevada, so he stays in Nevada. The first one I got was from Minnesota, he told the Las Vegas Review-Journal during a phone interview. Then toll tickets came from other states, Pennsylvania, California, Kentucky, and then they began flooding in, he said. He's a retired caterer, bus driver, security man, and an Amtrak worker. And he's annoyed by this, as you might imagine. Many of the tickets or toll fees included pictures of the vehicles, none of which were Lincoln Town Cars, none of which had Nevada plates. They get these Elvis novelty plates, and the car goes down the Pennsylvania Turnpike, and cameras get a picture, and they send it to him because he has the legitimate plate that says Elvis. Since Mensinger's plates were registered, I got the tickets for a trailer truck going down the turnpike. I got tickets with all different types of cars and pickup trucks. Within no time, the tickets and fees totaled several thousand dollars. As you can imagine, he doesn't want to pay this. He doesn't think he should have to. And most people say, I don't think he should either. Frustration set in as Mensinger wrote letters to states and agencies that were seeking payment, some threatening his credit rating for failure to pay. Presumably, some were threatening to sue him for the money. He tried to explain that he'd not been outside of Nevada for decades and that the descriptions on the toll tickets were not of his vehicle. So he says the last time he's out of state was back in 1990 or 91, which is a long time ago, and somewhere in there, someplace down in South Carolina. So not knowing where to go next, he complained to his ABC affiliate television station, KOLO, in Reno. The station took up the case and helped with the most difficult ticket from Kentucky, which threatened Mensinger's credit. He says, I've got good credit. I don't want it ruined. Again, he knows what he likes. He likes good credit. His senator, Catherine Cortez Masto, became involved, and her staffers contacted officials in Kentucky until the toll fees in that state were finally waived. And, of course, Mensinger has never been to Kentucky. Cortez Masto said she was glad to help Mensinger safeguard his credit and finances by getting those erroneous toll charges dismissed and ensuring he isn't punished for his love of the king. Mensinger said he was grateful for the help from the senator, the Reno TV station, and its reporter who straightened out the mess. As for the Presley plates, Mensinger says he's going to keep them. It's worth the hassle. When asked whether you'd rather change place to those that honor, say, Wayne Newton or Liberace, Mensinger laughed and said, no, we'll stick with Elvis. So, man gets personalized license plates, Elvis, And, you know, this wouldn't have been that big of a problem years ago. But of course, nowadays, they've got cameras and computers and systems and artificial intelligence. And so photographs are being snapped and some machine's scanning them. And the machine can deduce that the word Elvis appears in the plate, but it's not smart enough to deduce that the plate's not a real license plate. And that's a problem. And, you know, there's states out there that read license plates and then mail bills to people based on the license plate and so on. And I was riding with a friend of mine in a brand new car he had just bought that had the temporary license plate piece of paper taped to the rear window. And we were going down one of those roads where it photographs your license plate. And I go, how does it photograph your piece of paper? And he goes, I don't think it can. And I don't think it did. But the man did get it straightened out. The man is a fan of Elvis. And I'm glad to see him sticking to his guns. Lesser men would have caved in and said, you know, something's not worth the hassle. Let's just end it by going back to regular plates. Or heaven forbid, getting a plate to honor Wayne Newton. Do you get the plate that says Wayne? Or do you get the plate that says Newton? Those things could, of course, be interpreted to mean something else entirely different. And I'm not saying I'm not a fan of, say, like, you know, Sir Isaac Newton. But Wayne Newton, not so much. So there you go. The man of the Elvis plates has won his struggle against the bureaucracy, although it took some time and effort and a TV station and a senator to do it. That's bad trouble when the bureaucracy requires a senator and a TV station to get straightened out. But it's a great story. Questions, comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. Invisible airwaves crackle with life. Bright antenna bristle with the energy.